Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
It's time to say goodbye to the blur and hello to clear vision. Ficta Endelin Elmer are the first in Western New York to bring you Zeiss Smile technology. Along with our highly experienced surgeons, we promise an effortless journey to better vision. Gone are the days of fumbling for glasses or struggling with contact lenses. Embrace the freedom of superb sight, because we believe you deserve the world in HD. Visit us online at ficta.com and schedule a consultation. Ficta Endelin Elmer, we are focused on you.
Code of conduct.
Heavy is the head that wears the crown. I put in extra work that just can't be found.
Work.
I took the sword out the stone, wasn't a thing. Look me in my eyes, cause I'm a king.
I'm a king.
Look me in my eyes, cause I'm a king.
Yeah. King.
God made me punch in accurate numbers.
Yeah.
My castle won't crumble.
Nah.
What I tackle will fumble.
Yeah.
I've been a leader when they ain't see it, but now my feet
it's up.
According to me, royalty didn't end with King Tut.
Nah.
Crown on my head, clouds is at my legs.
Yeah.
Big says sky is the limit. I look down on the ledge.
The
I push the bar like I'm opening a cell. Hands in my cookie jar, you won't come out with a single nail.
You
I need
gone.
All of mine. The weight of my shoulders won't fit on a scale. What's a king to a giant?
What?
Well, Goliath fell.
Even
if we playing chess, dog, this king can't be checked. I make all my moves on the board, I invented my steps.
Uh-huh.
I'm a king, the blood of a ruler, I feel like Mansa Musa.
Mansa Musa.
Make your squad disappear like landing by the Bermuda. Triangle, look at it from my angle. I'm a king, the closest thing to being one of God's angels.
Yeah. I'm a king.
Heavy is the head that wears the crown.
Crown.
I put in extra work that just can't be found.
Work.
I took the sword out the stone, wasn't a thing. Look me in my eyes, cause I'm a king.
I'm a king.
Look me in my eyes, cause I'm a king.
King.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night. This is the Code of Conduct for King podcast. I am your host, Jay Spencer King. And y'all know what this is. Y'all know what it is. It's Victory Tuesday. And not only that, it is the playoffs. The playoffs are here. It is time. It is time. The Buffalo Bills did the improbable. They did the thing that nobody thought they could do. They did it. They did it. I do have to shout out my man, Jeremiah Poyer. He was probably the only one really a few weeks back, like 5-6 weeks ago, right before the bye. He was probably the only one I remember that was really standing 10 toes down on it. Like, look, we're going to make the run. The script is written. The Buffalo Bills are going to go on a run at the end of the season and win the division. And the Miami Dolphins would end up sliding, losing big games, and things just not working out for them. And now you fast forward to this past Sunday night, and the Buffalo Bills did it, man. The Buffalo Bills did it. First of all, let me start by saying Sean McDermott deserves credit. Sean McDermott deserves credit. Now, I know earlier in the season, I was very critical of him, and I'm still critical of him. My opinion about the future of this team hasn't changed one bit. I think the team, as long as you have Josh Allen, you have a chance. As long as you have Josh Allen, you're able to be one of the top teams in the AFC, especially the AFC East. If Sean McDermott is able to rally the troops together, and we're able to win the Super Bowl, obviously I would have to change my opinion, because my opinion is that I don't think Sean McDermott can get us there. I don't think that Sean McDermott can win that game. We've made the playoffs. We've made the playoffs, except all but one year that he's been here. So for me, the question is not, can Sean McDermott get us to the playoffs? He told us when he first got to Buffalo that the team was going to be playoff caliber. But then, I know this year they don't say it as much publicly, but internally they still have things up in the building championship caliber. And they have like the Lombardi trophy plastered on the wall in the practice facility and all of this stuff, right? But we haven't, outside of AFC East titles, we haven't won a championship. And I'm just at the point where I know the potential of this team. I know what we have in Josh. I know what we have on offense. I know the age that Stephon Diggs is. I know how elite he is now. But I also understand what happens to receivers once they... It's not the same type of cliff that a running back gets. And Diggs will always be a good player until he retires. But he will not always be elite. He will not always be elite. He'll always be Diggs. He'll always have hands. He'll always be able to run routes. And he'll always be able to kind of get open here and there. But it will not be the elite version that we've been able to watch as Bills fans over the last few years. And then, y'all know my dog, Jordan's on the team. Last year, free agency, those who didn't want Jordan back, that was the first thing that y'all mentioned of how old he was and how old Micah Hyde is. And that they shouldn't come back and the Bills shouldn't want him back and that they're not, all of the stuff that everybody was saying. And now everybody is high-fiving and they're hype about how Jordan has transformed the defense because they figured out how to use him like Matt Milano, basically. That's an overstatement by far, but Jordan Poyer's involvement in the run defense and just being an extra linebacker has completely turned around the defensive side of the team this year. And if you don't see that, that's fine. But I'm going to just tell you, go and watch. It's incredible to see what he's done. But with all in all, what I'm saying here is that, look, you got guys like Jordan who are at the age where they aren't the same player that they were. He's still playing at a very high level. But I don't see Jordan Poyer playing for another 10 years. I don't see him playing for another 5 years. So for me, there's certain guys I want to win. I would have loved to have got it done for Kyle Williams, man. I would have loved to have been able to get this done for, you know, Jerry Hughes. But we couldn't. And those guys are no longer playing with us. Those guys are gone. I would have loved to get one for E. Wood. But we can't. So now I'm like, look, this is the time, man. This is the window. And I've been on that. So that's why I've been saying we need another receiver. We need this. We need that. Because I feel like when teams go all in, teams go all in. And when you look at a team like what Baltimore is doing, now I don't think that Dalvin Cook is going to make much of a difference. I really don't. If he was as good as he has been in the past, he would have got more reps in New York. New York was not horrible when it comes to the rushing game. Breece Hall's phenomenal. And I just think it's difficult for him to, I don't know. Baltimore has a ton of injuries. So I don't know. He might crack the lineup and actually make a difference in the playoffs. I just personally don't see it. But if that's the case, you know, first, good for him. But when you look at what Baltimore is doing, it's the week before the playoffs and they're adding talent. They're adding talent. They have the best record in the AFC. They lock down their division early. They lock down the conference. Rest of their starters and still they're out looking for talent to improve so that way they can be at the best level or at the highest level when it comes time to play in the Super Bowl, if they get there. They want to push through the playoffs and they don't want talent on any level to be the reason why they fail. And me looking and talking about the Buffalo Bills, when I'm looking at this team and I'm watching the games and I'm analyzing all these different things, what I'm really complaining about when I say we need to improve more, it's not that Brandon Bean hasn't done a great job. It's not that Sean McDermott hasn't done a phenomenal job as a head coach. He's quite literally the best coach that the Buffalo Bills have had outside of Marv Levy. I know a couple of the older guys are going to argue about some folk. That's fine. Y'all can get on me about the guys of like the 30s, whatever year y'all want to go back to. That's fine. But what I'm talking about is in recent memory, in Super Bowl history, the modern era, Sean McDermott has been a phenomenal head coach for the Buffalo Bills. So even with me saying that my opinion of him is that, you know, he can't get us to the big game, I'm not saying that he's a bad coach. I love Sean McDermott, and I think the team loves him. So shout out. We all know how how the season changed right after that article. And I think when you look at Ty's article and then you look at the way the team responded, you recognize how much the team loves Sean McDermott. So when you look at that, I'm not mad at Sean McDermott, man. Do your thing. But I pray to God that you can get it done, man. I would love to have Sean McDermott stick around Buffalo like Mike Tomlin is sticking around Pittsburgh, or how Bill Belichick was in New England for two decades. I would love to have that in Sean McDermott if we could consistently be a good team every year, make the playoffs, win a division, stuff like that. And I'm not saying every year. I know we've won it now four times in a row, but this is something that I don't want to not be used to, but I also don't want to be in a place where I'm entitled to it, because we're not going to win the AFC East every year. Even in the 90s, when the Buffalo Bills made it to the Super Bowl, they didn't win the division every time. They made it to the Super Bowl as a wild card team. It happens. So, look, we won the division this time. We got the 2 seed. And that's impressive. That's important. Because now this means, as long as we keep winning, games will be in Buffalo. Games will be in Orchard Park in January, unless we get to the AFC Championship and Baltimore is still active. If we play Baltimore, then we're in Baltimore. But outside of that, we're in Buffalo. First game up, Pittsburgh Steelers. Now, I look at Pittsburgh and I have respect for the team. I have respect for the organization. I know I just mentioned how Mike Tomlin has been with the organization for forever. And I tell you what, the amazing thing about Mike Tomlin, and I know this is a known fact, I feel like everybody talks about it all the time, but it's so impressive. He hasn't had a losing season once in his career. So when you throw out, Bill Belichick's the greatest coach of all time. He is, because he has the Super Bowls to back it up. He has the wins to back it up. But he's had losing seasons. Mike Tomlin has not had one losing season. And I don't think people really understand how impressive that is. Like, that is almost impossible to do. And Mike Tomlin has done it. And I'm going to just keep it buck, like, down to the Mike Tomlin is my favorite head coach in the NFL. Sean McDermott was my favorite. And just the last year and a half. So this season and last season just changed some things for me. I know there was a lot of things outside of their control, but it just changed a lot of things for me. Sean McDermott, he's back on the upswing. You know, the pendulum swings. So he's back on the swing because he's doing a phenomenal job at rallying the team. We were in a place where I think it was a few weeks back and they said it was like a 19% chance to make the playoffs. And now here we are, the number 2 seed AFC East champions.
Hi, this is Scott Galloway, professor of marketing at NYU Stern School of Business and host of the Prof G Pod. If you don't know me, the New York Times calls me the Howard Stern of business. Kara Swisher, super friggin' insightful, and Elon Musk, an insufferable numbskull. I think we're going to make up. I think we're going to go somewhere and do ketamine together. Each week on my show, the Prof G Pod, we bring you insights from blue flame thinkers, including my nemesis, Adam Grant. Super smart guy. My nemesis because he's really good. Or one of our favorite journalists, Fareed Zakaria. Fareed's a total gangster. And not only that, we provide listeners with a markets-driven episode every Monday. We answer our listeners' questions about business, big tech, and career pivots every Wednesday and get to listen to the sweet sound of George Hahn reading our newsletter every Saturday. That's right. The Prop G Pod is in your feeds 4 times a week. I'm like AOL in the 90s. To resist is futile. Put your hand into a box of cereal. Is it a tasty, sugary snack? Nope. It's the dog.
Look, say what you want. Say what you want about McDermott. You could do a lot worse than McDermott. But for me, I just need him to beat Pittsburgh this weekend. Then after he beats Pittsburgh, whoever it is, whether it's Kansas City, whether it's, I don't know who, and I could care less, the Texans, like, I don't know, whoever makes it out of any of these games, I don't care. Come to Buffalo, make that happen. And when you have the feeling that you have, everybody listening to this, I recorded this Monday. So Monday evening, actually I'm watching the college football championship at the same time. So, but after the game was over, as soon as it was over, I called Jeremiah, like we FaceTimed, I text his brother, and then I text a couple other people. And it's like, this was one of those games for me. I know, like, the Patriots game when we beat them 47-17 was a huge deal, and it was a great feeling, and it was a great win at home in the playoffs against the Patriots, and it was like that monkey finally was lifted off of the Buffalo Bills' back, and it was like beating the big brother finally. But time was gone. So it took away some of the sweetness of the victory for me. For me, it took away just a little bit of the I would have loved if the Bills were this version of this team with this version of Josh Allen when Tom Brady was still playing football in New England, and I wanted to beat them fair and square and take the title from him. But that didn't happen. And so for me, if I'm honest with you, the way things stand now, the Patriots aren't good. We know it. The Jets aren't good. The Dolphins are a good team. So the rivalry between the Bills and the Dolphins right now, for me, it sits at the top. So when I get into these conversations or I'm looking at the games, I despise the fan base. I despise the team. I despise the city. I despise the weather. I know it's Miami, and you're supposed to love Miami. It's muggy. Come to Phoenix. You want to be warm? You want good weather? Come to Phoenix. It's not muggy. Dry heat. But in reality, I love Miami. I'm just joking here. But what I'm saying is I cannot stand Miami. I can't stand that fan base. I can't stand the team. As much as I like Mike McDaniels and I like his personality and I love what he brings to the game. He's different. He changes things up. To me, coaches are boring. You hear the boring talk. They all dress, you know, it's like it's a certain mold for, you know, in a way, when you look at head coaches and GMs, and I just think that Mike McDaniel changed that up a lot. He's not your typical NFL head coach. And I love all of that. I love everything about that. But I can't stand him. I can't stand him. I can't stand Tua. I can't stand Tariq Hill. Name whoever else you want, and I can't stand him. Jordan Poyer last year had an offer from Miami, and he almost went to Miami. As much as I love my dog, I love Jordan. I'm going to tell you what, if Jordan would have went to Miami, I wouldn't have liked him either. It would have been done. Until he retired, I would have rooted against my dog every week. You can't go to division rival, man, even though Thurman did it. But look, I'm going to move on. I got one more point I want to kind of talk about. Then we'll get on out of here, get ready for the week. Oh, so what a week. So let's hear from our sponsor and then knock this out. Hey, football fans, the season is here. So you know that means family, football, and food. But for the NFL's best fan base, it can't be just any food. Bills Mafia only eats the best during the season. And the best is Picasso's Pizza. With 4 great locations in Western New York, it's so easy to treat yourself to the most flavorful pizza on game day. Picasso's, we are Buffalo Pizza, shipping local and nationwide. Order online at picassospizza.net. And shout out to Picasso's. Picasso's did me right, man. I sent out an order, wanted a pizza for the game. And when I tell you Picasso's, man, they do you right. When you order through Picasso's, I know if you don't live in Buffalo and you do the long distance thing, shipping can be something, but that's not their fault. But I'm telling you, order that pizza, have it shipped to you. If you're not in Buffalo and you want to feel like you're in Buffalo watching a game, order it. It gets to you very quickly. If you order it early enough in the day, it'll get to you the next day. They do a phenomenal job. The pizza's dope. Anyway. So Saturday, I'm moving on already from the Dolphins. We're done. I'm tired of seeing all of the stuff on Twitter. I'm tired of seeing all of the stuff where everybody going back and forth, or X, or whatever you want to call it. I'm tired of everybody arguing, everybody fighting. It's over. The game is over. The Dolphins are in the playoffs, but they're not our threat at this point. They might not even beat the Chiefs. They're beat up. So I don't even want to talk about them anymore. Moving on. This weekend, Saturday, the playoffs start. And there's some good matchups. There's some fun matchups. There are some matchups that I don't think it's going to go the way a lot of people anticipate things going. And there's a couple teams. I'll start with the Eagles. When you look at the Philadelphia Eagles and you look at what they've done this year, the things that they've put up, you know, they started the season off winning like we expected them to, but they weren't winning in dominating fashion. They weren't winning games against teams that they were clearly better than. You know, they let teams hang with them. When you look at the talent on the roster, you almost feel like none of them teams should be hanging with them. So starting there, I'm going to say that I think Philadelphia actually loses in the first round. And it's going to be tough to have a head coach go to the Super Bowl and then the next year exit out the first round. And he might, listen, just all the conversation that's been going on about the locker room. It's like he's losing the locker room. The fan base isn't happy with him. I could see this being one of those things where if he loses this game based on the decline that the team has had over the last month, they might let that man go. And that's terrible, man. He did a great job along with the GM out there, you know, but he did a great job building that roster and coaching those guys up this season. I just think a lot of things, you know, when you're looking at the structure of that front office and the coaching staff, there were changes. And when there's changes like that, I think it matters. I think Eric Bieniemy leaving Kansas City mattered. As much as people want to say it's Andy Reid's offense, it sure is. But I promise you, Eric Bieniemy's presence in Kansas City mattered. It was a big deal. But we're talking about Philly. Philly, I got Philly losing to Tampa Bay. It pains me to say this because Baker Mayfield is not the guy that everybody knows. I don't hype Baker Mayfield up, you know? So I got the Bucs beating the spread and beating the game, and I'm taking the under for that. The over-under opened at 44. I'm going to take the under for that game. I think Philly is just struggling putting up points. I think Baker, he'll put up enough points to win, but, you know, if you watch that game for them to clinch the NFC South Sunday, then you see that they, you know, it was basically a field goal battle. So I do think that they'll be able to put some points up, but I think Philly's done, man. I just think they're done. So we move on to another NFC matchup. I got for the Rams and Detroit game, and I know everybody's been impressed with the recent resurgence for the Rams, and I have been too. I'm a big Matt Stafford fan. I think Matt Stafford, a lot of people won't agree with this and won't, you know, but that's fine. I think he's a top seven, top five, depending on, like I'm saying, with the guys that are injured right now this season. If you look at this season, he's healthy. So the guys that ended the season, the guys that are able to complete the season with their team, I don't know. If you watch the last 5-6 games for the Rams and you don't think that dude was cooking with hot oil, boy was cooking. But I'm all in on Detroit, man. I'm all in on Detroit. I want to see a Detroit 49er AFC or NFC championship game. That's what I want to see. So right now I'm going with the Lions. And I'm also taking the under in this game. The Green Bay Packers at Dallas. Spread opened, it was 7.5. The over-under total was 50.5 points. I'm taking the over here. Dallas is going to put up points. But Green Bay has been looking impressive over the last 6 weeks. My guy Jesse, he's been mad at me. He's been getting at me because I jokingly talk crap just to get him. But no, Jordan Love has looked pretty good. He's been, you know, one of the best quarterbacks in certain ways. I just don't quite trust the team to really make a run or to do anything. But I think they could go and they can make Dallas nervous. Dallas struggles against the run, and Green Bay is healthy with their running backs, and they know how to run, and they're going to run. So I think, you know, with the injury to Stephon Gilmore, and I know he said he's going to play, but he had an injury there, a shoulder injury, so he might be questionable. And then, you know, it's just the injuries pile up for these guys, for these teams. And the way I look at it right now, I'm going to take the upset. I'm going to say that Green Bay is going to upset Dallas. Dallas is going to do the classic thing that Dallas does and lose after having an amazing offensive showing for the season, after having an amazing, you know, just all of this stuff, they're going to do it again. Sorry, Rick. Sorry, my man. I got fam that are Dallas fans. I'm sorry. Green Bay going to take it. Miami and Kansas City. The over-under is set at 44. I'm taking the over. And you wonder why, right? It's like, well, Spence, first of all, the Chiefs ain't been the Chiefs this year. Offensively, they don't look like the Chiefs, right? You're right. But I also know that the Miami Dolphins defense is beat to pieces. They are torn to shreds, beat down. And they suffered more injuries against us Sunday night. They basically have no edge rushers at all. They are down, you know, safeties and linebackers and cornerbacks. Like, literally every position group on the defense has injuries. So if the Chiefs can't figure out how to score for 60 minutes against a beat up defense like that, I tell you, it just might be the time to say that the Chiefs need to, the Chiefs ain't the Chiefs at that point, you know? So I'm going to take the under, but I'm also saying that Kansas City continues to their dominance at home in the playoffs. They'll win this game. I don't trust Tua. I don't trust the team right now. They're falling apart. You saw what just happened over the last month. They that's it. Cleveland at Houston. I'm going with Houston, man, right off the bat, and I'm taking the over. I love CJ Stroud. I don't watch college football. Well, I'm watching the championship now, but I don't watch much college football. So I didn't know that CJ Stroud was like this. And that's just the honest to God truth. This dude is legit and he's for real. And I just don't see, I know Cleveland has a phenomenal defense. And I know that Joe Flacco has come back and he's kind of ignited that team and offense, and he's woken up Amari Cooper's talent, and just it's been beautiful to watch. Honestly, I've been having fun with that. But damn it, I'm all in on CJ Stroud. CJ Stroud got it. It is what it is. Don't overthink it. CJ Stroud, Texans taking the victory with the upset. And then for as far as the Bills in Pittsburgh, make sure y'all check out my pregame rumbling show presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. That's going to release Sunday morning. As I always do, I'm going to have a good parlay for y'all. Last week it hit. I be trying to tell y'all, man. I be trying to give y'all some extra, you know what I mean? Give y'all some extra dough. My birthday coming up, so y'all can win some money. Send me something. Zell me something. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm hooking y'all up like that. But no, we're going to get on out of here, though, man. And I hope and I pray everybody enjoyed the win, and I hope you enjoy this week. I will say there, you know, it's a bittersweet moment with it all too, because you know we win the division and we win the number two seed, and then there's news that comes out that after the game a fan from Canada was killed, murdered at the game because of an argument. I don't know exactly I don't know the details, so I don't want to overspeak, but you know, things like that really get me to it causes me to take a step back and really just try to reflect on things and make sure that I'm treating people properly and I'm loving people properly. And you know, I want to leave a legacy when I'm gone, and just to hear about stuff like this, you just never know. You could be at a game, you could be at the grocery store like Mont Pearl, you know, you could be anywhere, you can be at a concert in Vegas, and you know, there's so much going on. So I just want to tell everybody, you know, I love y'all, and it's been a good 4 years doing the show, and it's been good. And we're going to continue it. We're going to keep it pushing, but just love each other, take care of each other, and live in peace. I know I say it every week at the end of the show, and it's kind of become like a punchline, but like really take the time sometime and sit there and do the things. And I'm not saying do it because I say it, but there's a reason why I say it as a reminder every week. Love each other, take care of each other, and live in peace. And as always, stay positive, test negative. Go Bills.
Code of conduct.